Dr. Alan D. Steinman, the Alan and Helen Hunting Director with the Anna's Water Resources Institute. We touch base every other month on what's happening. So what's happening out your back window as we speak?
Oh, well, there's rain. The ice is starting to melt on the lake, and some fog is rising up here. It's a pretty gray and dreary day here in Muskegon.
Okay, well, that's why we talk to those who lift us up. Let's discuss what has been talking, and you've got to, if you would, define this. We're going to talk about the MOU with MSU on the water?
Yeah, the Memorandum of Understanding, our MOU. MSU actually approached us about a year ago about developing a relationship around water. Of course, MSU has a lot of programs focused on water, and not just in terms of the sciences, but across a lot of different disciplines in the university. But they don't have access to a Great Lake like we do, so they were looking for opportunities. And so we sat down a couple of months ago to talk about what that might look like and the opportunities for these kinds of relationships between the two institutions. And we came up with a pretty generic memorandum of understanding, but it's an opportunity and an ability here now for our faculty and students to interact and to develop larger programs, broader programs focused on water, not just in the state of Michigan and the Great Lakes as a region, but on a global basis. So we're pretty excited about the opportunities. Dr. Daryl Donahue, who is the new director of their Institute for Water Research, is sort of my parallel peer at MSU. And in fact, we're going to be presenting together next week down in Holland at MSU's Bioeconomy Institute. And we'll be presenting to the folks down there and also having some discussions about what could be the first things we roll out as part of an official program here for this MOU. So it's pretty exciting for what the opportunities are. It's still pretty open-ended, and we hope to put some definition on this in the next upcoming weeks or months.
Great. I know there was an article on Grand Valley's website under the GV Now that talked about this, right?
Yeah, that's right. So there's been some coverage, and for people who want more information on it, they can either go to the GV Now website or, you know, of course, they can contact us.
Thank you for that. Moving right along, tell me about Janet Vale and her travels to Nassau.
Janet is our the GVSU training coordinator for Project GLOBE,
yeah.
And GLOBE stands for Global Learning and Observations to Benefit the Environment. And NASA is one of the sponsors of GLOBE, as well as the DART Foundation. And it's a really cool program. Basically, what NASA was interested in was having students around the world sample the environment using standardized protocols. So we know that, for example, if a student is in Quito, Ecuador, or in Moscow, Russia, or here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, they could go out and sample the atmosphere, the water, the soil, using the exact same methods with the exact same equipment provided by NASA, and then they could put it on a global database, and people can compare their results on a global observation basis. So you could see how things change over latitude, over longitude, and elevation and temperature, and it's just a great learning tool and platform for our students. So Janet went down, because she is the training coordinator for GVSU, she went to Langley, Virginia, where NASA's headquarters there are, for training on the new atmospheric protocols and also for the regional meeting of North America to talk to the other GLOBE folks. She's also been to Croatia as part of the GLOBE for their international meetings, and this was also part of the U.S. Partner Forum meeting. So she's the Midwest representative for the next 3 years on GLOBE, and so she's just been doing great stuff for this. She brings it back here to GVSU. We work the Regional Math and Science Center. We work the Department of Geology on these activities, and our students can get involved as well. A really, really great idea for people to understand how things are changing. And, you know, with the Earth's atmosphere, with the Earth's temperature changing dramatically now, our lake systems and oceans changing as well, this is a really great opportunity for students to appreciate that, you know, we may not see, if we have a polar vortex here in Michigan this winter, you know, we think, oh my God, the whole notion of global warming is a hoax. But in reality, around the rest of the planet, things are, the temperatures are rising dramatically to temperatures that have not been witnessed and measured before. So people get a much better, broader perspective of how things operate on a global basis, not just what goes on in our backyard, which is really critical for us to appreciate and understand and start to solve some of these problems that we're facing.
Thank you again for that reminder. Dr. Alan Steinman with us, Sanis Water Resources Institute, Professor of Water Resources. Tell me about your grad student, Sarah Lamar.
Well, Sarah's a grad student here at the Annis Water Resources Institute. She's working with Charlene Partridge. And every year, our graduate school here at GVSU has what they call a three-minute competition. It's a really interesting program that they implement where graduate students compete in this three-minute operation where they get one slide that they can present, and then for the next 3 minutes, they basically describe their thesis research and what they're doing. And it's a great way for the students to learn how to be concise and describe their project, and then also be able to hit all of the various buttons that are critical for that work. And this year, Sarah actually won the competition, so it's great. She talked about her research that she's doing under the advisement of Charlene about the baby's breath project that we've talked about before. Everybody, you know, thinks about baby's breath as being a wedding bouquet plant, and it is, but it's also an invasive plant in nature. And the problem is it has a very, very long taproot, large taproot. So what happens when it invades the dune system, like Sleeping Bear Dunes, where Sarah's doing her research, is it stabilizes the dunes. And dunes, to really be a dune, have to move. That's part of what makes them a dune system. They migrate. The sand, as the wind blows, they move around. Once you get these baby's breath populations getting in with the long taproots, they stabilize the dunes, and instead of them becoming sand-moving operations, they start evolving to become oak hickory forests, and you lose that dune system that we come to know, love, and appreciate along this shoreline here in West Michigan. So what Sarah's doing along with Charlene's help is figuring out the genetic basis of these different populations and what their different resistances are to treatments to eradicate these baby's breath. So it's, wow, it's not only really interesting from a scientific perspective, but it has very, very profound management implications as well, working with the Nature Conservancy on this. So kudos to Sarah and all of the people who competed in this competition, and to the graduate school for sponsoring this kind of activity.
Yeah, think about the experience they are getting. Lastly, Dr. Steinman, tell me about the reprisal performance of Raising Water Awareness through Science, Music, and Dance at Lucemore.
I love this project. I am working, and I have been working over the last almost 18 months with Suk Young Cho from the music department and Hannah Seidel from dance, in the Department of Music, Theater, and Dance at GVSU, where we have developed basically a six-movement performance that tells the story of the Great Lakes through science, music, and dance. And Hannah's done the choreography, Suk Young, working with composers around the world, have developed original music, and we've put this with science narrative that I wrote, we put this all to a performance. We performed it last October here in Muskegon at the Block, and then at the Louis Armstrong Lobby on Grand Valley's campus, but there was a desire to have it in downtown Grand Rapids. So we're going to perform it on May 13th. There's going to be an afternoon performance at 3:30 at the Lucemore Auditorium, mostly for inner-city school students in Grand Rapids, to have them an opportunity to see this kind of performance and what opportunities there are in the future around these kinds of disciplines. And then there's a 7 p.m. performance that's open to the general public. And again, it's 1 hour. It's totally free, and we would encourage people to come out and see this because I have to tell you, I'm biased, of course, being involved in it, but it's really, really cool. And it's been such a great opportunity for me to interact with Hannah and Suk Young, and it also fits very, very nicely with the Provost initiative right now on making waves, yes, where the next year and a half at GVSU is going to be focused on different aspects of water. So it meshes perfectly with that initiative.
Wow. Thanks for your energy and your conversation, Dr. Steinman. How do we find out more information about this and more?
Well, visit our website. That would be the easiest way to do that, and that's at gvsu.edu/WRI. You can also Google AWRI, but the first thing that comes up is the Australian Wine Research Institute, and a lot of people get stuck there. So go to the second hit and come to the Annis Water Resources.
I'm going to do that while you listen to the weather. Thank you, Dr. Snowman. See you around. Take care.
All right, Shelley. Take care.